Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Here is how you know it's cold. You know it's cold when you go into the kitchen and at the sliding glass door, you have four neighborhood cats pressed up against the glass door because they're like, that's the only warm spot around. And then they don't even move.
This is how you know it's cold, when you have four cats pressed up against your
sliding glass
your sliding glass door. They don't move, but they know that you shoot them with BB guns.
I know. How? I know those poor cats are like, whatever, dude. We'll take our chances, man.
Yeah. They're like, it's only going to hurt for a little bit.
I know, right?
Cold is lasting.
We won't feel it anyway. We're too cold.
Right? Yeah, that's how you know it's cold.
Those poor cats, man. And they all like looked up at me like, what? Uh-huh. What?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, it's pretty chilly, man.
It's really 24 degrees.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty bad. So, and it's not even windy. It may be a little teeny bit breezy.
Right.
But it's not like it's not like yesterday morning.
Yeah, that's what makes it worse though, when it's not windy and when the sky is clear.
Yeah, because there's no way for the heat to stay in.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, which is why it gets super cold when it gets clear.
Yeah.
But yeah, those poor cats. I felt so bad for them.
Yeah.
I turned on my kitchen light and all of a sudden I see four little faces going, "Hello."
You felt bad for cats?
I did. I did. I felt bad for them. Not bad enough to do anything about it, but I did feel bad.
Yeah. Well, bad enough to do something about it.
What's that?
That's bad.
I didn't shoot them.
Exactly. You didn't shoot them or shoo them away.
I didn't shoo them away. As a matter of fact, I made sure I walked very far away from them, you know, so that, because there's like, you know, things that I need to get over by that door.
Yeah.
And I was like, I won't mess with it today. I'll just leave them, you know.
How about that?
I know. Look how nice I am.
This is how this story ends. And that day, her heart grew 10 sizes bigger.
Yeah, those poor cats.
And then Trisha rode into Whoville.
That's right.
And she gave everyone their presents back.
That's right. That's right. Even the roast beast. Even the roast beast.
Oh, that's so sweet. This is the most heartwarming story of the day. Absolutely is.
Trisha there didn't is, shoot the BB gun at the cats.
There is hope for both Trisha and humanity.
See, I woke you up with a smile.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. The feel-good story of the
day. That's right. That's
right. Hit me up with the celebrities who share your birthday with today.
Okay. First one, let's start with the one that's the most important.
Okay.
She's 96.
Wow.
She's so old that she's older than sliced bread. She was born in 1922.
Yeah.
They didn't actually do commercial sliced bread until 1928.
Wow.
She's older than sliced bread.
So the only thing older than her is dirt.
Pretty much.
Wow.
And God.
Wow.
And God.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang. Betty White.
Betty White, 96.
She has seen every form of transportation.
Yeah. Yeah. And every form of media.
Yes.
Newspapers, radio. TV, digital.
Wow. Betty White.
Yeah.
Betty White is trending this morning on Twitter. And I love some of the comments that people have been posting on Twitter. This one's my favorite. If you see Betty White trending, don't freak out and get worried. It's just her birthday.
Right? Exactly. You also share your birthday with this 61-year-old. He is, man, he's everywhere. He's kind of like Ryan Seacrest. He's on a game show. He's got a talk show. He's a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
They love to make fun of him on Saturday Night Live with Family Feud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That makes him Steve Harvey.
Right, right.
And yeah, you're right. He is everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Days. Yeah. He totally signed the same deal with the devil that Ryan Seacrest did.
He did. He's 61. And then you also share your birthday with this 56-year-old actor, comedian. He's a stand-up comic. He was pretty much everywhere in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Did the God movie with Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
Did The Mask.
Yes.
He was Ace Ventura.
Right, right.
And then I saw him recently on that Carol Burnett. They did that like that tribute to her.
Right.
And man, he was just like
Yeah.
Not really there.
Yeah, he's been on the down low for a while now. Grew a beard out.
He's
been very, very away from cameras. Because you're referring to Jim Carrey,
Jim
right?
Jim Carrey. And, of course, he was the Grinch.
You know, on Netflix, they have a documentary of Jim Carrey when he played Andy Kaufman.
Oh, that's right.
That is one of the most fascinating documentaries.
Ooh, I would like to see that.
Jim Carrey basically became Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Even when they weren't filming.
Yeah.
He, like, stayed in character throughout the whole filming of Man on the Moon.
Yep.
It's just a fascinating documentary
to
watch. Totally is. But let's remember the Jim Carrey that we know and love and his catchphrases from back in the day.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
So was that Jim Carrey or was that Robert Bettis? The world may never know.
I love it. That's great.
Because you know Robert stole his act.
Totally did. Kiss FM. Yeah, I looked up. I was like, hey, it's only like 5:56. Man, we're going in early on this news.
No, we've got plenty of time to play a song. Let me just find one, and we'll roll with it.
Seriously, dude, we need like an abacus or a calculator in here.
Yeah.
Or just an intern who maths well.
That's my favorite Genesis song, by the way.
Abacus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that one. Google it, non-Genesis album deep fans. Okay. Yeah. No, I can't find a song. Let's just go in early, man. I can't find anything. This computer, it's too much thought. There's too much thought involved. I don't math well.
I thought computers were supposed to make life easier.
No. An operator error. Garbage in, garbage out. You know the deal.
I know.
I don't math well. And on top of that, it's cold.
My brain is frozen.
Totally frozen over, my friends. Kiss FM. A couple of things. First of all, you know, yesterday we were doing It's So Cold.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having you write the punchline. And on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page, one of the punchlines that I added in the comments section was, "It's so cold, Channel 4's Lou Romano is in danger of being hunted for his fur." Lou replied. Darn if Lou didn't reply to that comment. Here's what he had to say using the text-to-speech app.
Two homeless guys shaved my back today.
I told you, Lou. I told you.
Poor Lou. He needs to stay inside when it's cold.
I know. That's right. Because tomorrow it might be his front that they shave. Because frankly, I think they shaved the wrong side. There's way more fur on his front side than there is on his back side.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
I don't know. When have you seen his backside?
Don't quote me on that. I don't know. You'll have to ask his wife. I don't know how much fur he's got on his backside or his backside. Hey! So the other thing is, you know, we're trying out this new feature called Facebook Fights.
Right.
Because there's always all kinds of drama on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
All people going back and forth with each other. Personal quarrels on social media abound.
And it's usually like off the silliest comment
or
the silliest story.
It always is because usually there's a Facebook troll out there.
Yeah.
Or there's someone who doesn't agree with that other person's opinion.
And they don't agree with the fact that they get to have an opinion.
Or.
Mostly.
Or someone will type in something that has little to do with the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets people to pile on. So we see these things all the time. And so many times, Tricia and I will laugh and read them to each other. So we thought, you know what? Why don't we share this with our listeners? Share some of this dialogue that goes on the Facebook.
Oh, my God. There's so much of it.
So coming up next on Mike and Tricia Mornings, we're going to do Facebook Fights. When we see drama on Facebook, we act it out. And so on the way, we're going to talk about, it was about the Chico's Tacos.
Right, co-founder.
You know, the co-founder passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Taco passed away the other day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was all over Facebook. And boy, even that got people going back and forth. And that's coming up next on Mike and Tricia Morning's Facebook Fights. Kiss FM. Would you agree that KFC has some of the best gravy you've ever tasted?
Oh, yes.
Famous for their phenomenal gravy. Or should I say, phenomenal gravy.
Totally.
I bet you would drink it straight out of the cup, wouldn't you?
I probably would.
Like you would you sip on it or would you shoot it?
Oh, I think I would sip and savor.
Well, KFC has heard you, boys and girls.
Stop.
Absolutely. And they've introduced three cocktail recipes that use their gravy.
You're kidding. That's hilarious.
Because there's nothing better than KFC gravy and alcohol mixed together.
They've heard my prayers.
Now, usually, you know, people will do alcohol and then hit the KFC when they get home.
Sure, sure.
You can have them at the same time now if you follow them on YouTube. You can check out a video where they give you the recipes.
That's hilarious.
There's a Bloody Mary called the Gravy Mary that uses vodka, an ounce of gravy, tomato juice, Tabasco, you know, the usual Bloody Mary stuff. And, of course, you're also encouraged to garnish it with, like, one of the KFC popcorn chickens.
Well, sure.
There's another one called the Southern Twist that uses bourbon and 2 full ounces of gravy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Southern Comfort.
Well, yeah.
But it's Southern Twist. See, the twist being gravy.
It's so comforting. So comforting, it sounds like.
And then the other one that they have a recipe for is something called Finger Licking Sour, which uses mezcal over 3 ounces of gravy.
Oh, my God.
Some sherry liqueur, lemon juice, orange marmalade, and an egg white.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yummy.
They're trying to kill us, aren't they?
Yummy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like the fast food industry is just like one-upping everyone.
Right?
They one-up each other all the time.
Oh, my God. Mezcal?
Oh, yeah? Well, look at this. Ugh. You know, I mean, oh, my gosh. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I would have to get rid of the mezcal because that stuff is just, that'll kill you.
Sure.
That stuff will kill you.
Yeah.
Without the gravy. Without the gravy, man.
Yee.
God, you might as well just use moonshine. Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. I see some of those shows on cable, like those moonshine runners. And a lot of those moonshine runners are pretty old. I think the secret is the moonshine.
That's true.
So,
they're totally pickled.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. So I don't know if I agree with that whole mezcal will kill you. I think it might prolong your life.
You're just going to want to feel like you want to die.
That's right. That's right. So there you go, man. If gravy is life, KFC's got you covered.
Woohoo!
Love me to Facebook because I love to read all the drama. I mean, people just get after each other for some of the dumbest things sometimes. And it really doesn't matter what the topic is. For example, in a few minutes, we're going to act out the drama that went down over a post on one of the local Facebook pages regarding Girl Scout cookie season returning. Yes, Girl Scout cookies of all things.
I know.
Yes, it's a new feature we call Facebook Fights. When we see drama on Facebook, we act it out. Okay, so then who wants to play the part of the instigator?
I will.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be Lori Wildcat.
Okay.
She's the instigator, a.k.a. the troll in this Facebook fight. And then, Emily, can you do a guy's voice?
Yeah, I can.
Let me hear you.
No, you got it. I'm going to surprise you.
Oh, you're going to surprise me. Okay.
There you go.
All right, then you're going to play the part of Danny Orozco, who went back and forth with Lori Wildcat over this Girl Scout cookie thing. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah. All right, let's do it then. Facebook fights, my friends. When we see drama on Facebook, we act it out. Lori Wildcat.
$4 a box is pricey for the amount of cookies per box, let alone the moms are usually selling cookies and not teaching the girls communication or selling skills or how to count change back, etc.
Danny Orozco.
Don't buy. Save it for the rest of us.
Lori.
Danny Orozco. Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Danny.
The only thing that's obvious is that you act more like your shoe size than your actual age.
Lori.
Blah, blah, blah.
Facebook fights on my contrition warnings. If you see local drama on Facebook, take a screenshot and send it to us. Because when we see drama on Facebook, we act it out.
Kiss FM.
New feature we call Facebook fights. I don't know if you've noticed, but you know there's all kinds of drama on the Facebook.
Oh yeah.
People troll. People comment. People beg to differ. people start fights over the dumbest things. And that's what Facebook Fights is all about. We decided, because usually Trisha and I will read some of these comments to each other and we'll make fun of these people and laugh at them.
Totally.
And we're like, why don't we just read it to the peoples then? You know? So when we see drama on Facebook, we're going to start acting it out. Facebook Fights. Today, we're going to read a couple of Facebook fights. They're pretty short. We're going to read a couple of Facebook fights that had to do with an article that was all over Facebook the other day about the co-founder of Chicos Tacos passing away. Now, you would think, who's going to start a fight over someone passing away?
Right, exactly.
Well, a couple of people found angles that angered other people that had nothing to do, really, with the person passing away. And so that's what we're going to read this morning.
Okay.
That's what these Facebook fights are regarding. So the first one, let's see here. Trisha, you be Pablo Hernandez Jr. He's the instigator, a.k.a. troll, a.k.a. person who started everything. And then let's see, Emily. Emily, you'll play two parts.
Uh-oh, okay.
You will play the part of Let Gerard, and you will also play the part of Ivan Hernandez.
Okay.
All right, both of these guys kind of, you know, took the bait.
Right, right.
And so are you guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Facebook Fights, round one. Pablo Hernandez Jr.
Keep eating that crap, and you too will die.
Let Gerard.
She lived to be 90. Yeah, I want what she's having.
Right? Pablo.
She could have lived past 100 then.
Ivan Hernandez joins in.
Don't eat that stuff. You'll still die.
Good point, Ivan.
I know, right?
Way to shut it down. Okay, Facebook Fights. Again, this is regarding the passing away of one of the co-founders of Chicos Tacos. Let's see here. In this case, you play Ben Corwin.
Okay.
He's the guy that started the whole thing.
Right.
And then, Emily, you're going to be Jose Ramon Flores.
Okay.
You're also going to be Michelle Elizabeth, and you're going to be Jimmy Zamora. You're playing three parts.
Oh, goodness. Okay?
You're going to play three parts of this Facebook fight. Okay, so you guys ready? All right, here we go. Facebook Fights, round two. Ben Corwin.
Well, it was the new cheese.
Jose Ramon Flores.
I don't see nothing funny about it. At least have some respect for her family.
Ben.
Calm down. She was 90. It wasn't like it was a tragic ending.
Ah, Michelle Elizabeth joins the fray.
Have some respect.
Ben.
Get a sense of humor.
Here comes Jimmy Zamora.
Savage.
Facebook Fights. If you see local drama on Facebook happen, take a screenshot and send it to us. Mike and Trisha Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.